Tone, put that big-ass size 13 on and kick it for the homies.
He's the number one bet, dick. No need for a fireman. When your cat's up a tree, he's the one that you hire, man. Known to bring her back alive if your cat scratch or if your turkey got jive. A little local in Cabeza, but still got charm. Brought her back to old McDonald's farm. So hey, diddle diddle, it's late in the park. Chasing more pets than no on his arc. No need for a painter, numbers get deleted. Eights on the gates and the job is completed. Simple assignment when I start rhyming. Always tell the truth so you know I'm not lying. Down with the ladies as a lover, undercover. Yo, tell him where he's at, my brother.
Yo,
so must be low, blowing up like a cloud of smoke. Checking all of his bitches at home, but I'm the dog with the biggest bone. I grip the mic like pliers, no one flyer. Yo, Ace is for hire. A floor room showpiece, solvable crime to the hot damn police. Trying to do it legal, looking for a dolphin beating on an eagle. Nothing ever planned. Remember, Ace got the face of a helpful detective, man. Crazy like Harpo, busted out windows in his Monte Carlo. Loud clothes, black boots, Dutch style hair, no time for a suit. But I don't give a damn if he's way out. Yo, tell him who's in the house.
Yo, Ace in the house.
I don't believe they heard ya.
Yo, Ace in the house.
Yo, tell him one more time.
Yo, Ace in the house.
Tell him who's in the house. I don't believe they heard you.
Yo, Ace in the house.
Is he running things?
Yo, Ace in the house.
Is he doing things?
Yo, Ace in the house.
I need to know.
Yo, Ace in the house.
Don't worry, ma'am. Ace will find your pussy. Cat, that is.
You know, Ace, I was checking you out and everything, and I have to admit, you are the best pet detective there is. Although, you are the only pet detective there is, you're still number one. I got to go, my zebra's double parked outside. Peace to the West Side Tribe.
Tell him who's in the house.
Ace in the house.
Go ahead.
thoughts swaying to and fro. I have never heard that song before, but if I don't hear it anymore, it's still familiar to me, sends a thrill right through me, 'cause those chords remind me of the night that I first fell in love to. Those magic changes, my heart arranges a melody that's never the same, a melody that's calling your name and begs you, please come back to me, please return to me, don't go away again or make them play again.
So what? I guess they just don't make them like they used to, huh?
No! Nobody ever made them like this. I mean, the architect was either a certified genius or an authentic wacko.
Ray, for a moment, pretend that I don't know anything about metallurgy, engineering, or physics, and just tell me what the hell is going on.
You never studied?
The architect's name was Ivo Shandor. I found it in Tobin's spirit guide. He was also a doctor. Performed a lot of unnecessary surgery. And then in 1920, he started a secret society.
Let me guess. Gozer worshippers.
Right.
No studying.
That's what all the girls say. Sad. think this is a big one, Carlito. Got our own little Academy Award here, and I think it's gonna be good. You ready?
Shoot.
And listen, Carlito, nobody but us knows about this.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey.
How are you doing tonight?
Okay, what can I do for you?
You got any champagne?
Oh, sure. It's right over there next to the caviar.
That was funny.
Yeah, great, great. You'll find some in the big cooler back there.
So, how come you're not watching the Oscars tonight?
The Oscars?
Yeah, the Oscars.
I hate the Oscars.
You're not having a good time, huh?
I mean, who needs the goddamn movies anyway? I got a show in here every single night.
Yeah?
And you got horror, sex, freaks, violence. And I don't gotta pay no $4 either.
Well, maybe you should film it. You could get your own show, you know?
Oh, I'll be great in a porno, huh?
Set him up.
Yeah. Think you better dial 911.
No, you don't want to call 911. Holy shit.
You remember me, viejo? Yeah, that's right. You remember.
Look like you grew some hair, man, since we last seen you.
Yeah, but not a lot, eh?
Where's the rug?
You know what I want?
Go ahead! Come on, move! Move it! That's my money.
Take it. Take it, man. Take my life savings. Where's the goddamn cop when you need one, huh?
Well, they're out eating donuts. Get off.
I got half a mind to get out there and burst your...
Now you only got half a mind.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orale.
Let's go, hero.
That's it right here. What are you grinning at, huh?
Well, you know, it's only four of you guys, and you only have one shot left in here, you know? Cut my heart out, okay? Come and cut my heart out.
Come on, punk!
Oh, I know what you're thinking. Mine's bigger than yours, right? It's not fair. Throw it away. All right?
Come on, come on.
How about if I show you what it's like to be a victim like this guy? Yeah? Come on.
You're fucking dead, man!
Ah, it's still not fair, that's right. Okay, how about this? I'll get down on my knees. Is this any better? Come and get some. Come and get some.
Looks like you won the Oscar tonight, Storm.
Coming up.
Thanks.
Well, well, well. Have a seat here, big Texan. Old Ritter. You know, right here we have Blackjack Mulligan, who is now a host of what they call the Mulligan's Barbecue. You know, you're the kind of guy, first of all, you are on Piper's Pit, my show, and you're on the greatest wrestling show that has ever been in the history of wrestling, and I have made it that way.
You like a chew?
No, I don't want to chew none of that. No, are you kidding me? I don't chew garbage. You're from Texas, right? I want to get a little insight, because I don't understand how you figure that you're qualified to be interviewing anybody for anything at any time. I know you're from Texas. I know everything is big in Texas. I know the houses are big in Texas. I know the toilets are big in Texas. After all, how could you wash up if the toilet? Just a little joke there. I know everything big in Texas, and all of it. I know they got big barbecues, and all of a sudden you figure, because you're a big man and you're supposed to have some kind of intelligence, you figure that you can come out and interview people with some kind of intelligence, and actually I think you stink. That's just right from the bottom of my heart, man. I'm telling you, you see, I ain't afraid of you. I ain't afraid of your size. I know you're a big guy. I ain't never been intimidated. You just shut up for a second and let me talk, man. I don't want to hear from you. I'll give you your chance. Wait a second. Wait. I want you to meet my bodyguard. His name is Ace. He's my bodyguard.
Piper,
your breath stinks, man.
What do you have to have Ace for? What does Ace do for you?
Ace? You see, when you're a popular man as the hot rod, people like you are always taking pot shots. You see, people are scared of me. They don't want nothing to do with me, so they need to gang up. You see, on your barbecue, people don't want to watch your barbecue. They think it's boring. They think it stinks. Me, they're afraid of them. When I get out there, they know that I intimidate people because I have the intelligence. What do I need him for? He's just my pal.
Well, let me tell you something, Piper. As far as the popularity of the barbecue compared to the pit, why don't we let the people decide about that? You know? And let me tell you something right now.
The enemy has very deceitfully taken advantage of the Tet ceasefire to launch an offensive all over the country. So far, we've had it pretty easy here, but we seem to be the exception. Charlie's hit every major military target in Vietnam and hit them hard. In Saigon, the United States Embassy has been overrun by suicide squads. Khe Sanh is standing by to be overrun. We also have reports that a division of NVA has occupied all of the city of Hue south of the Perfume River. In strategic terms, Charlie's cut the country in half. The civilian press are about to wet their pants. And we've heard even Cronkite's going to say the war is now unwinnable. In other words, it's a huge shit sandwich and we're all going to have to take a bite.
Sir, does this mean that Aunt Margaret's not coming?
Joker, I want you to get straight up to Phu Bai. Captain January will need all his people.
Yes, sir.
And Joker, you will take off that damn button. How's it gonna look if you get killed wearing a peace symbol?
Sir, permission to go with Joker?
Permission granted.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, permission not to take Rafter Man with me?
You still here? Vanish, Joker, most Ricky Tickin'. Take Rafter Man with you. You're responsible for him.
on here, and I want you to know, Mr. Spike Hubert, it's a pleasure having you on the pit here. Been a lot of guys with no guts, and I can understand, you know, you and I, we got something in common, pal. You know, you kind of got, you know how it is out there when you walk into the ring, and I'm sure you know how it is, and all the girls.
That's right, Roddy. Being in St. Louis and around this area, it is great to have the fans after you and wanting to be giving you their support, and I think it's great. And I think,
yeah, but you know, like, you know when all the girls, I have the same problem. I walk to the ring, right? They're clawing at me, they're pawing on you. They're going, oh, please, Roddy, give me a kiss. Please, Roddy, do this. Please, Roddy, do that. I'm sure they're saying, we're both, you know, let's just get right down to basics. We're both good-looking guys. We both got all kinds of the hotel door. Can Roddy come out and play with it? All kinds of stuff like this. Doesn't it kind of get to you after a while?
Well, I tell you, I really enjoy the fans and their support that I get when I come to the ring.
Now, come on. Come on now. Be serious.
Well, I am being serious, and I want to tell you again that when the fans are out there, that you know they're behind you. And, you know, I have seen you a few times, and I...
But you disagree. All right. Okay, Spike. But you think, really, when you say the fans are behind you, I don't, first of all, none of them are feeding any of your family, or none of them are buying, you know, cars. You say the fans are behind you. They just screaming for you because we're both good-looking guys. But give them a second and they forget you, don't they?
Well, I can't say that because I've been in and out of this area quite a bit, and they've never forgotten me every time I've been in the ring.
Okay, I'll give you an example. We got letters coming in. I'll give you an example. They said to me, Roddy, are you as good-looking on camera as you are? Are you good-looking off camera as you are on camera? That question. Now, how do you answer a question like that? You know, first of all, if I say, yes, I am, what you going to say to me, right? You're going to say, I'm conceited. If I say no, you're going to call me a liar, right? There ain't no way to win. I guess all we got to do is just put up with it.
Stars, but without it. Without
till the passion starts to rise. I wanna take you to heaven, that would make my day complete. But you and me ain't no movie star. What we are is what we are. We share a bed, some loving and TV, yeah. That's enough for a working man. But what I am is what I am. And I tell you, babe, well, that's enough for me. Sometimes when you're asleep and I'm just staring at the ceiling, I wanna reach out and touch it, but you just go on dreaming. If I could take you to heaven, that would make my day complete. But you and me ain't no movie star. What we are is what we are. We share a bed.
By the sign of a preacher's name. kisses from me on the sly. Taking time to make time, telling me that he's all of mine. Learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how